Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, as always, there is no shortage of political activity going on in the United States, and never more so than there's a presidential election on. So I'm calling my mate Bruce back in from Maryland. Bruce, how are you?
I'm terrific. I'm terrific, Simon. Glad to be on, as always. Good day from the USA. We're full-blown politics. Non-politics, all the schools are going back. You know, we're in coming toward the end of our summer. So this is August, and we've got school starting again. Anyway, and so that's what the kids are doing. The adults are doing the conventions. The Democrat convention this week is all over the place.
Oh, it's the big news politically. And gosh, by the way, it is strange to think that, you guys are in the end of summer, which I suppose is actually a good sign for us down here in New Zealand.
Yes. They're calling it the Democratic Convention, which is anything but. She's received no votes. We have our primary. We talked about the primaries last month and things, but there's been no elections, no votes. There's no reason for this whole convention. Used to be way back in the old days before electricity, you'd have big fat men smoking big fat cigars in smoky rooms, and they would come up with a candidate, and then they'd present him to the floor, and there'd be debates and ballots, and it could go on all night. Well, they've gotten rid of all that with our primary process. That's each state taking the lead and presenting the winning candidate of each party. So that's done.
This applies both to Republicans and Democrats now. Like, it is just, pro forma. It's all pretty much decided, isn't it?
It is. Everybody knows who's going to be the candidate. Trump went a little early to name his vice president, J.D. Vance. And Kamala, we've known who the vice president, her vice president's going to be for a couple of weeks now. Then it was, well, we'll get our platform. What do we all believe in? This is a Democrat platform, or this is a Republican platform. Well, that's all done too. The Democrats, what they did was they had their platform written, and they just put Harris's name on the front of it and forgot to change any of Biden's names anywhere. So his name is all over the platform. He's not even running. It's kind of silly. So this is all just smoke and mirrors. It's 4 days of gaslighting and just half-truths and things. Speeches are running long. Schedules are all messed up. Go ahead.
Oh, really? So it's not as... I was going to ask, actually, the contrast with the Republican... Republican one convention. Sorry, I'm losing my English here, but I remember you telling us that was all about unity and unity and unity. And I have to say, it was relatively slick, clearly well choreographed. Are you saying that the DNC, you know, a couple of days in, isn't running as smoothly?
Oh, heavens no. Heavens no. You've got way too many personalities and too many decision makers. Just the first night, for instance, they packed in it's way too many speakers. They kind of a manufactured excitement. Kamala showed up unexpectedly at the beginning, and then just the disrespect. I want to talk a little bit about that too, to Biden. I didn't vote for him, but you know, he is the president of the United States, and they pushed his speech. He didn't begin his speech on the East Coast of the United States until it was well after 11 o'clock at night, and then he spoke for another hour. So nobody heard him, but it was all rambling and wrong, and he was bringing up lots of things that have been completely disproven. He was angry, just yelling at everybody. as we've come to see Biden, you know, he's a crotchety old man, but he is the president, and the party should be respecting him.
I was quite surprised to hear, actually, that you know, 11 at night, as you say, no matter what one thinks of Biden, he is the president, and yet 11 o'clock at night. So you're here in New Zealand, you would always have your leader on in prime time. I mean, even a former leader would
be
given a...
He was supposed to be.
Yeah, gosh.
He was supposed to go on at about 10 o'clock, which is fine. But what their excuse was there were too many applause lines, too many cheers. And so they had to cut a couple of speakers. James Taylor couldn't sing "You've Got a Friend." I was heartbroken. It's just the unceremoniously, you know, just kicking him to the curb. And he's done. He's going to go. He's going to go to California and stay for a while. But it's anything but democratic. They took him aside. He was and said, "You're losing, and for the sake of the party, you're going to lose the House and the Senate if you stay." And then he kind of preempted the move by naming Kamala Harris. Obama, I think, wanted to wait until the convention and then have a floor fight that way, like the old days. But, nobody likes each other. The Obamas don't like the Clintons, and Biden don't like the Obamas or the Clintons.
Yeah, well, I must admit, I felt a bit of sadness watching Biden speak. I mean, I'm no supporter of his. I don't like a lot of his policies. I feel mainly just sorry for him, and that is his state of being, which was on show because he stumbled. But he was the man who was meant to be the next presidential candidate and, the president. It must have been almost a god-awful experience for him to be rolled out, knowing that he'd been rolled, basically, even though his own failings, but he'd been pushed, rolled, manipulated out. It must have been galling, for want of a better word.
But yes, I would think so. I mean, Monday night at the Democrat convention is nothing. I mean, that's where all the cheerleaders come. Then you get the heavy hitters later on. That was just not right.
So is this a strategy of theirs?
With respect to the office.
So this is a strategy of theirs to basically push him off and out and make sure all the focus is on Kamala.
They did that to get him in, too. If you recall back 4 years ago, there were all the debates and you had all the candidates and everything. And they were scared of Bernie. Bernie Sanders was moving along. And then all chips came for Biden and boop, 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 everybody to the wayside. So that's the way they run. I don't know that. Everything, the hypocrisy, you just see, they've got, they're pro-children, save the children, save the children, and yet you can get a free vasectomy or an abortion at the convention.
Oh, good Lord.
Nuts. Yes, absolutely,
Well, speaking, can I speak of...
birth control.
Well, can I speak of hypocrisies as a man looking from a distance, but... The convention center is fortified with a almighty wall for a party that won't stop illegal immigration and is surrounded by, looks to me, like thousands, if not tens of thousands of police from a presidential candidate and others who want to defund the police. I mean, the hypocrisy is, to use that word I used again earlier, galling. I mean, it's nuts. Is this being talked about in the newspapers and media?
No, the media is the fourth estate. They are the Praetorian Guard, if you will. They everything. Remember when Minneapolis was burning down? It's a peaceful protest. Well, speaking of protests, we've got probably 100,000 protesters, or about. They're expecting. I don't know what the final numbers are going to be, but anyway, protesters. A lot of Hamas. They've got. Name it. They're out there, and they're mean, and they're name calling and rock throwing. So that's why the 10,000 police are out there, because Chicago is not it looks civilized. They're just nuts.
And I imagine this is the left protesting the left, isn't it? I mean, this is one of the ironies. And having been in politics on the right of politics, it's the left-wingers that turn up to protest us. But you've got the situation the Democrats are being protested by Democrats.
Always. That's because the Republicans wouldn't stand for it. I mean, you're not. At least you're getting an ear. Biden said, "Oh, I hear them out there. You know, I hear the protesters." And I don't know. The Dems in D.C. they're so different than the Democrats of the Heartland. The Heartland, you know, they're good meat potatoes folks, farmers. You know, and you know they liked FDR. And Truman was a great, and Kennedy was a king, but. Those days are long gone. This is a neo-Marxist socialist party, and if given their way, they could bring it down like the Roman Empire. This is scary. Gosh.
It is. So, I mean, switching parties then. So the Democrats, obviously, they want to make a big thing this week. You know, Kamala's going to be speaking very soon to sort of, if you will, sign off and get going. But obviously a lot of contradictions, tensions, all of that. But what's Trump and Vance up to? Because strikes me that Trump's not getting the headlines that he was. And according to our papers and reports, he's getting frustrated by that. So yeah, two things. Is he getting frustrated by what is a lack of coverage? And what is he doing?
No, he's not getting frustrated. He's Trump. He's working in the behind the scenes. He's got a tremendous team who are keeping him. He can't help himself. He just throws out these mean spirited remarks that are just so ridiculous. So who cares whether Kamala is what nationality she is, whether she's smart or dumb. You know, he makes a big deal out of her failing her LSATs, her law school boards, and then she failed the bar the first time around. And you just don't call her stupid. Just policies, 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 and they'll win. You could get nail the border. People vote with their pocketbooks too, their wallet. When food, she did. Oh, she came out with her first policy was price. She called it gauging. It's actually gouging, again, which is basically Soviet price control. Which, oh my God, it's just economics 101. Tell you that. Don't do that. It hasn't. It's tried in, what is it, Venezuela and Argentina. It's failed. But she came out with that. Probably gonna hurt her later on.
I mean, obviously, I'm a foreign alien, strictly.
I digress. What's Trump doing? Trump's giving his speeches. He's in the battleground states. He's in Michigan. He's in Virginia. He's in Pennsylvania, big time. Those are the king, the linchpins of the election. And Vance is on the. We have the Sunday morning talk shows, the talking heads, and he's just. He's so smart and so conversational, and can put an idea together. I think he's gonna shine once all the smoke and mirrors of the convention is over.
So really, that seems like one of the important parts. The conventions are set pieces, but then the tire, if you will, really hits the road. For us in New Zealand, sort of in a few hours' time, once the conventions are over, then it really becomes serious.
And Kamala still hasn't taken an interview. I heard a joke. Staff aren't even letting her go to a restaurant because the waiter might ask her questions.
Well, actually, let's just finish on that, because that's quite extraordinary. This is the woman who is the vice president and the candidate for her party, and she has not given an interview since becoming the candidate.
Not a word. I mean, she's taken maybe a question or two, and then when she does, it's word salad. If she's not, it's totally scripted. If she'll speak in, things, undaunted by things of the past as we look to the future, whatever it is, she's not charming. She doesn't have that je ne sais quoi, that where you just like the person. She doesn't have that. not talented. She's against the she's pro crime, I guess. Open borders, economy, energy, none of this. She's just simply, and I think when America finally sees her, they'll figure it out. They'll go, oh no. And just very, as much as they hate Trump, he's such a bully and a jerk, and he's not. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, he's a general. I mean, I don't have to like my general.
Well, we're going to have to see, because New Zealand went through something similar years ago with Jacinda Ardern, who had elements of Harris in terms of just no real background, big glorious speeches of word salads, and then swept on through. So voters are strange. But, Bruce, we better leave it there. Next week we'll get your take on Kamala's speech. There's your task from me, is to sit down and listen to her speech so we can talk about it next week. But thanks for coming on.
Oh, and then, yeah, next week it's ring the bells. The race is on now. And you know, may the right side win.
yeah, no bias anyway. Here. Hey, thanks for chatting.
Such a pleasure to talk with you guys. You guys have a wonderful day in New Zealand, and we'll talk to you next week.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.